You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
National elections are a year away, and polling suggests that Labour has surpassed National to become the most popular party. But it would likely need to gain further support if they wish to form a government. One of the top issues for voters is healthcare, and their first policy, and in the first policy release in the lead up to their election campaign, Labour is proposing funding three free GP visits with a limited capital gains tax. They say this should improve our national health, reducing the number of hospital visits, whilst also directing investment away from the housing market and into productive local businesses. I spoke with Glenn Barkley, chairperson of Tax Justice Aotearoa and the Better Taxes for a Better Future campaign, about Labour's limited capital gains tax proposal.
Could you lay out for our listeners what a capital gains tax is to begin with?
A capital gains tax is a tax essentially on the income gained from the sale of assets. So the obvious ones the Neighbours policy concentrates on, this is around property, but capital gains taxes overseas tend to be much more comprehensive than what Labour is planning here, and would tax things like sale of shares, other large assets like artworks or stuff like that.
Could you detail for our listeners the exact limitations that are being proposed with Labour's capital gains tax?
Well, essentially, it's just a property tax and a limited one at that. So, as I was saying, a comprehensive capital gains tax, which many countries overseas would have, would cover all forms of significant assets. Should have, you know, apply to companies and trusts that own assets and so forth. But here, Labour is just proposing that it will apply to investment properties, so a second home. The family home would be exempt. A farm would be exempt. Commercial property would be brought into it, and that the gains on the sale of those assets would be taxed at the rate of 28%.
I'd love to get into your opinion on this. Do you feel this is adequate? Would you prefer a more comprehensive capital gains tax? How do you feel about it?
Our response to this was that we were very disappointed. It was very unambitious. We know the challenges that we face around, for example, climate change, addressing the huge inequality in our country, addressing our healthcare system crisis. All these things require revenue. And Treasury and Inland Revenue have both done reports recently that indicate that we have a fiscal problem and that we are not collecting enough revenue to fund the services that we want as a nation. And if something's not done about it, then we could be in real trouble a decade or two down the track. So we think that we need to move now and we need to have a comprehensive capital gains tax. Having said all of that, you know, part of the problem is how the public perceive taxes generally and capital gains taxes in particular. We think that, you know, parties could show better leadership on this, but nonetheless I understand why Labour has taken a narrower approach, because they want to make a small target. So that being the case, we at least have the opportunity of getting a CGT, however limited, across the line that hopefully can be built on and expanded upon in the future.
So you feel like in general this is a small but positive step, yeah?
Yes, or a positive but small step.
Yeah. I know I've heard Chris Hipkins talk about this, that he wanted the policy to focus on reining in the property market a little bit perhaps, and to redirect investment towards more productive private sector investments. Do you agree with him?
Yeah, look, I think that there's a major problem for the country. So much of money and investment goes into the housing market rather than the productive economy. I think everyone recognises that's a significant challenge. And this tax will should have a small positive effect in that regard. I don't think we can overstate the impact. We do know that countries overseas that do have comprehensive capital gains taxes, you know, should still have problems with their property market as well. But and in New Zealand's case, we are really we're pretty extreme in that regard. So, yeah, anything that will help that is good. But obviously, there's a lot more that would be required to address the housing market as well.
Given that, if you wanted the government to make a Labour government to take bigger steps on tax in the future, would you first and foremost prefer a more comprehensive capital gains tax, or would you prefer something more like a land value tax or a wealth tax? What's your thoughts on those?
Well, look, we've been developing our own thinking about this, and I know the debate within Labour was a wealth tax versus a capital gains tax. We didn't see the world in quite that binary fashion. We think that a capital gains tax is the tax we've just got to have when you look around the world and see how much of an outlier we are. So we just need a capital gains tax, but it's not enough on its own to tackle the problems that we face. So we're interested in things like gift and inheritance taxes, what we might call a wealth transfer tax. You know, right now we're in the middle of a massive transfer of wealth between the baby boomer generation and the generations that follow, and that is privileging and advantaging those who already have money. And we also are interested in looking at ways in which we could tax trusts better in this country, because we are huge users of trusts. They're a common tax avoidance tool, and that one way of taxing wealth effectively could be to levy a tax on trusts. So those are the kind of things that we're interested in exploring. But we're open to all sorts of ideas. We note that the Greens have got a very interesting tax policy. It would be interesting to see what happens in election year.
And I've seen when grilled on the policy that the issue of inheritance and whether or not properties would be impacted by the property tax post inheriting the property. Do you understand that? Could you elucidate that a little bit?
Well, they have ring-fenced it. You could argue that the transfer of property on the death of someone to a child is a form of income. And it's, in effect, a kind of realisation of the asset, but Labour has been very clear and at pains to say no, that's not what would happen. They anticipate the tax on on this form of tax, so they're making sure that they're not vulnerable to that. It's another way in which this is a very narrow form of CGT.
And finally, do you feel like the narrowness of the narrowness of this policy, do you feel like that has a reasonable shot of getting implemented?
Well, obviously, Labour has to get elected in the first instance, if they do, they say they're committed to it, so that they'll make it happen. It would still leave us, though. You know, you might recall in 2023. Inland Revenue Commission research looking at how the wealthiest in our society were taxed compared with the rest of us. And that demonstrated that the wealthiest 311 families in the country had an effective tax rate of 9.4%, whereas the average New Zealander had one of just over 20%. And the fact that capital gains is not effectively taxed in this country was the main contributor to that gap. So, this is not going to address that. It stands a good chance of being implemented if Labour gets in. And it offers something we can build on, but it is also very disappointing and it lacks ambition.
Awesome. Glenn Barkley, thank you very, very much. Have a good day.
Cheers, Emmanuel.
That was Glenn Barkley, chairperson of Tax Justice Aotearoa and the Better Futures, or Better Taxes for a Better Futures campaign, discussing Labour's limited capital gains tax proposal.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.